Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Yud in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. However, good morning. Yesterday we learned one of the most famous sifim in the entire Sefer, where the Chofetz Chaim tells us the seven famous rules of Toyelas, that a person is allowed to say over Lashon Hara if he saw it himself and not just by somebody else. He is very careful that he didn't right away, you know, judge the person, but rather he really saw that the person was taka doing, let's say, gezel, something like that. He first tried to tell the person in a soft way to stop, and he saw he wasn't listening to him. He's not allowed to exaggerate it. He's only allowed to say it for the purpose of helping others or the person himself, the tshuva, toelas. And if there's another way to help the person, then he's not allowed to say lashon hara. And the last one is that nothing, in other words, the consequences, the person's consequences can't be any worse than would come out in Bezdin. Okay, so halacha gimel, v'kolze im haroya tov mimenu. V'kolze im haroya tov mimenu. This is only if the person who saw it is better than the person who did it. In other words, we're not talking about an accomplice, right? Let's say there's a guy who's a thief, and his chaver, who's also a thief. I was listening last night to Shlomo Kalbach, who's a famous maestro, Moshe Laganov. So let's say Moshe Laganov and Shlomo Laganov. Yeah, you have two, or whatever, or Chaim Laganov, Herschel Ganov. Right. You have two Ganovim. And it's the same guy, in other words, Imu Choyte Kamoso. So then I'm going to go say Lashon Hara about my other guy. He's also ill with the same sins, that the other person. The Rambam calls somebody who does a virus, he's a chayla benafshe. He says, just like a person needs a roife, a doctor, for chayla begufo, sickness in your body, you also need a roife for chayla benafshe. He says, when you go to your Rebbe, etc. So let's say the person is just as bad as him. Interesting. You're not allowed to be mefarsem the geneva. Let's say you want him to get caught, or you want him, you're going to keep stealing, and you want the police to catch him, and then you know the hideaway where all the good stuff is. I'm reading too many mysteries, huh? And you know the hideaway where all the good stuff is, and you're going to take all the stuff. So they're not allowed to do that. Because Vade, we're saying, says the Chofetz Chaim, that his intentions are not good. We're both ganavim, and all of a sudden I'm saying lashon hara about him, not because I want him to get in trouble. No, chas shalom, it's only for toelas. You know, who are you kidding? You're a ganav also. Obviously, he just wants to embarrass him. Even though Yehu was giving, even though he was doing a mitzvah by cutting off the house of Achav. Achav was a bad guy. He was told that his house would be cut off. Because the Navi told him to do so. And because of it, he was given the kingdom for four generations. Because you did this, your children for four generations will be kings. In the end, Hashem took him, in other words, it was remembered to take vengeance from Yehu's family because of killing Achav. Why? Because Yehu had no good intentions. The Navi told him to kill Achav and his family. Okay, he killed him. But Yehu was no better. Certainly he wasn't doing it with 12s. He was also a very evil individual who also, so he wasn't doing it for a good purpose. Okay, the Dalit is. Dalit is quite long, so Blina the wheel, tackle it tomorrow. Okay, Eshkayach.